The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
The day of resurrection has arrived. Christ is risen. Alleluia, alleluia. He is risen indeed. Alleluia, alleluia. Good morning, I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Today is Sunday, April 9th, 2023. It's Easter Sunday. In the Missal, it's liturgical year A, cycle 1. Sunday is a day to pray the glorious mysteries of the Rosary. Today we experience Jesus' victory over death. What joy in knowing that God's love is stronger than death. It is indeed a day to rejoice. Let's offer this day to the Lord. Most holy and adorable Trinity, one God in three persons, I firmly believe that you are here present. I adore you with the most profound humility. I praise you and give you thanks with all my heart for the favors you have bestowed on me. Your goodness has brought me safely to the beginning of this day. Behold, O Lord, I offer you my whole being, and in particular all my thoughts, words, and actions, together with such crosses and contradictions as I may meet with in the course of this day. Give them, O Lord, your blessing. May your divine love animate them, and may they tend to the greater honor and glory of your sovereign majesty. Amen. And we join Pope Francis in praying for the spread of peace and nonviolence by decreasing the use of weapons by states and citizens. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
Hi, let me introduce myself. My name is Cleophas, and I am on the road between Jerusalem and Emmaus. That road is about 18 miles to the west towards the Mediterranean Sea from Jerusalem. It's late on the afternoon of the first day. I've just taken a break. My companion has gone walking up a little bit up the road. I'm going to catch up with him when I'm finished talking to you. But I would like to tell you about something that happened this morning and these days, really. Where I am now is a lovely place, in fact. Where I'm just about a mile outside the town of Kiriath Yearim, where our beloved King David left the Ark of the Covenant for so many years before he brought that into Jerusalem. So it's a very historic place, very beautiful place. Pine trees and olive trees and flowers, especially this time of year, being spring. And as you can hear, birds singing. Well, what happened was that myself and my companion, we were fleeing along this road from Jerusalem to Emmaus, where I come from. And we were fleeing Jerusalem this morning as soon as the Sabbath ended and we were free to walk a long distance. And we were fleeing because all our hopes had come crashing down on Friday. We are disciples of Jesus Christ. We firmly believe that he was the Messiah, even that he was the Son of God, and that he was to come and really to establish a kingdom of love in this world where there, at times there is so little love. And we had followed him for the best part of 3 years. We'd come to know him, to love him very dearly. And our hopes were coming to a kind of crescendo last week, last Sunday, when we were entering into Jerusalem with him. And we all had palms and so on in our hands, celebrating the arrival of the king, of the descendant of David into Jerusalem. And we thought, this is it. This is the moment when finally the kingdom of love gets established in this world. Well, little did we know what was going to happen during the course of that week. By Friday, our beloved Jesus had been nailed to a cross, and he died on that cross. Unfortunately, I have to say, much to my shame, myself and my companion, we fled. We were on a little hill not far from the hill of Golgotha, overlooking Jerusalem. And from there we witnessed the scene. And we saw how Jesus was crucified, how very few were there, mainly women and the young apostle, St. John. We felt embarrassed, ashamed of ourselves. But also we felt so, so crestfallen that all those ideals, all that hope for a kingdom of love ended up nailed to a cross. In other words, evil had conquered so completely. And in fact, not only that, but the sky went dark. The sky went completely dark for a while. And it was like a sign that the darkness has conquered. And this is the way the world really is, covered with darkness. Anyway, we made up our minds there and then. It was all over. The best thing we could do was when the Sabbath began, an hour or so after Jesus died on the cross, we were going to go home and forget it all. It was 3 years of a lovely dream that came to nothing. And so I was going to go home to my town of Emmaus, my companion nearby. So early this morning, we woke up as soon as the sun came up. We started packing our things. There were some rumors flying around Jerusalem, but we didn't pay any attention to them. We packed our things for our 18-mile walk to Emmaus. And we were walking. And I tell you, neither of us have ever felt as gloomy before. As we walked along, we were just, well, talking to one another, making it gloomier, I suppose, for ourselves. And that was it. There was a total absence of hope in our hearts. Hope had died on the cross on Friday. But a few miles outside of Jerusalem, a third man came up and greeted us in a very friendly way. And he saw that we had been deep in conversation. And I suppose also that we were looking very gloomy. And he asked us what we had been talking about on the way. Both of us were very surprised because he was coming from the direction of Jerusalem and everybody who is in Jerusalem these days knows what happened in Jerusalem. But we told him we were speaking about Jesus of Nazareth who had been crucified, who we'd expect was the Messiah and so on. Now, I thought that he was going to give us his condolences. I'm very sorry for your loss. What did he say? He said, fools. He called myself and my companion fools. I couldn't believe it. I thought, this is the height of bad manners. But he said it, I suppose, with a bit of a smile. Because then he went on, for a good part of the journey, opening up scriptures to us. And he began with Moses and the prophets. And he went through all of scripture, explaining how all those things in scripture were pointing precisely to the death of Jesus on Friday. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe that myself and my companion, who know scripture backwards, we've been studying it as young Jews since we were knee-high to grasshoppers, and yet we had not seen those things. He talked about Isaiah, he talked about the Psalms, and we realized, gosh, that's so true. All these things are what happened on Friday. And as myself and my companion were to say later on, our hearts were burning within us. And this man was so charming and so loving that we poured out our hearts to him. It was so easy to speak with him. And so it went on, that amazing walk, that amazing journey, with him progressively opening more and more of the scriptures. And so that we realized that scriptures had been fulfilled on Friday. It was not a defeat. It was something else. We were not completely sure, but it was pretty clear to us that scriptures and the prophecies in Jeremiah, Isaiah, the Psalms, all of scriptures had been talking about this man, about the crucifixion. Anyway, we were speaking so long. It was about mid-afternoon. And we were getting close to Emmaus. Heading west, you can see the sun going down in front of you over the Mediterranean. It's a lovely scene. But as we were getting closer, I realized when we stop at Emmaus, that's the end of my journey. I'm home and my companion is going to stay with me. But then we lose this man because he looked like he was heading on. So I exaggerated a bit. I said, well, the day is far gone. It's near evening. It wasn't that near evening, but I exaggerated because I did not want him to leave us. I wanted him to stay with us. And we virtually begged him, "Stay with us," I said, "for the day is far spent." And much to my surprise, and certainly to my delight, he stayed with us. He came into the inn with us. And we sat down. We ordered some bread and wine. But instead of it being an ordinary meal, this man took the bread in his hands in a way that to me seemed so, so familiar. I'd seen this before. He gave thanks, which I think in Greek is eucharistein, to give thanks. He broke the bread and he gave it to my companion and myself. And then I realized, I recognize that way of breaking bread. I recognize that way of giving thanks. And in that moment, myself and my companion, both of us realized, we saw, it was Jesus. There was no doubt in the world, it was Jesus. And in that moment, he disappeared from our sight. Well, you could have knocked us over with a feather. We just sat there for minutes in silence. We could not believe it. We looked at one another. And finally, then, everything gushed out of us. Were not our hearts burning within us as he spoke to us on the way? How stupid we are. He's right, fools. How do we not recognize him from the very beginning? How do we not recognize when he opened scripture to us like nobody else could open scripture? And it finally took that moment of seeing him in the breaking of the bread. Of course, with that, the two of us turned around and headed back. We are going back now to Jerusalem. We have to tell the others. There's no point in going back to Emmaus. We're going back. We just stopped outside Kiryat Yearim, and we are heading off to Jerusalem, to the upper room, where we will find Peter and the others and the holy women and Our Lady. And we will tell them this fantastic news. Christ is risen. Friday was not a day of tragedy, of defeat. It was a day of complete victory. This moment, this walk with Jesus will remain with us for the rest of our lives. And in a way, we kind of realize our life is a walk. It's a walk. It is a path to Emmaus. And we often, because we're fools, we don't realize Jesus is walking with us. The risen Jesus never abandons us. He never loses. He triumphs. So we're going home. We're home being Jerusalem to Peter and the others. And we are going to have a great celebration of this day. And I hope you do too. And so, having related the story of Cleophas, I would like to wish all the listeners of 10 Minutes with Jesus, on behalf of all the priests and all the team involved in producing these meditations, a very happy and a very holy Easter.
You'll find more of 10 Minutes with Jesus at relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. It's 13 past the hour. We begin this day of prayer with the whole church, led by our friends at divineoffice.org. In the Office of Readings, which is a bit different on Easter Sunday because the Easter Vigil actually takes the place of the Office of Readings. The Office of Easter Sunday begins with the first reading.
From the Book of Exodus. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Why are you crying out to me? Tell the Israelites to go forward, and you, lift up your staff and, with hand outstretched over the sea, split the sea in two, that the Israelites may pass through it on dry land. But I will make the Egyptians so obstinate that they will go in after them. Then I will receive glory through Pharaoh and all his army, his chariots and charioteers. The Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord when I receive glory through Pharaoh and his chariots and charioteers." The angel of God, who had been leading Israel's camp, now moved and went around behind them. The column of cloud also, leaving the front, took up its place behind them, so that it came between the camp of the Egyptians and that of Israel. But the cloud now became dark, and thus the night passed without the rival camps coming any closer together all night long. Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, And the Lord swept the sea with a strong east wind throughout the night, and so turned it into dry land. When the water was thus divided, the Israelites marched into the midst of the sea on dry land, with the water like a wall to their right and to their left. The Egyptians followed in pursuit. All Pharaoh's horses and chariots and charioteers went after them, right into the midst of the sea. In the night watch, just before dawn, the Lord cast through the column of the fiery cloud upon the Egyptian force a glance that threw it into a panic, and he so clogged their chariot wheels that they could hardly drive. With that, the Egyptians sounded the retreat before Israel, because the Lord was fighting for them against the Egyptians. Then the Lord told Moses, "Stretch out your hand over the sea, that the water may flow back upon the Egyptians, upon their chariots and their charioteers." So Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and at dawn the sea flowed back to its normal depth. The Egyptians were fleeing head-on toward the sea when the Lord hurled them into its midst. As the water flowed back, it covered the chariots and the charioteers of Pharaoh's whole army, which had followed the Israelites into the sea. Not a single one of them escaped. But the Israelites had marched on dry land through the midst of the sea, with the water like a wall to their right and to their left. Thus the Lord saved Israel on that day from the power of the Egyptians. When Israel saw the Egyptians lying dead on the seashore, and beheld the great power that the Lord had shown against the Egyptians, they feared the Lord and believed in him and in his servant Moses. Then Moses and the Israelites sang this song to the Lord.
Let us sing to the Lord. He has covered himself in glory.
Let us sing to the Lord. He has covered himself in glory.
I will sing to the Lord, for he is gloriously triumphant. Horse and chariot he has cast into the sea. My strength and my courage is the Lord, and he has been my Savior. He is my God, I praise him. The God of my father, I extol him.
Let us sing to the Lord. He has covered himself in glory.
The Lord is a warrior. Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and army he hurled into the sea. The elite of his officers were submerged in the Red Sea.
Let us sing to the Lord. He has covered himself in glory.
The flood waters covered them. They sank into the depths like a stone. Your right hand, O Lord, magnificent in power. Your right hand, O Lord, has shattered the enemy.
Let us sing to the Lord. He has covered himself in glory.
And you brought them in and planted them on the mountain of your inheritance, the place where you made your seat, O Lord, the sanctuary, O Lord, which your hands established. The Lord shall reign forever and ever.
Let us sing to the Lord. He has covered himself in glory.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let us sing to the Lord. He has covered himself in glory.
Let us pray. O God, who by the light of the New Testament have unlocked the meaning of wonders worked in former times, so that the Red Sea prefigures the sacred font and the nation delivered from slavery foreshadows the Christian people, grant, we pray, that all nations, obtaining the privilege of Israel by merit of faith, may be reborn by partaking of your Spirit, through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
From the book of the prophet Ezekiel. The word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, when the house of Israel lived in their land, they defiled it by their conduct and deeds. Therefore I poured out my fury upon them, because of the blood which they poured out on the ground, and because they defiled it with idols. I scattered them among the nations, dispersing them over foreign lands. According to their conduct and deeds, I judged them. But when they came among the nations, wherever they came, they served to profane my holy name, because it was said of them, These are the people of the Lord, yet they had to leave their land. So I have relented because of my holy name, which the house of Israel profaned among the nations where they came. Therefore, say to the house of Israel, Thus says the Lord God, Not for your sakes do I act, house of Israel, but for the sake of my holy name, which you profaned among the nations to which you came. I will prove the holiness of my great name, profaned among the nations, in whose midst you have profaned it. Thus the nations shall know that I am the Lord, says the Lord God, when in their sight I prove my holiness through you. For I will take you away from among the nations, gather you from all the foreign lands, and bring you back to your own land. I will sprinkle clean water upon you to cleanse you from all your impurities, and from all your idols I will cleanse you. I will give you a new heart and place a new spirit within you, taking from your bodies your stony hearts and giving you natural hearts. I will put my spirit within you and make you live by my statutes, careful to observe my decrees. You shall live in the land I gave your fathers. You shall be my people, and I will be your God.
Like a deer that longs for running streams, my soul longs for you, my God.
Like a deer that longs for running streams, my soul longs for you, my God.
Like the deer that yearns for running streams, so my soul is yearning for you, my God.
Like a deer that longs for running streams, my soul longs for you, my God.
My soul is thirsting for God, the God of my life. When can I enter and see the face of God?
Like a deer that longs for running streams, my soul longs for you, my God.
These things will I remember as I pour out my soul, how I would lead the rejoicing crowd into the house of God. Amid cries of gladness and thanksgiving, the throng wild with joy.
Like a deer that longs for running streams, my soul longs for you, my God.
Oh, send forth your light and your truth. Let these things be my guide. Let them bring me to your holy mountain, to the place where you dwell.
Like a deer that longs for running streams, my soul longs for you, my God.
And I will come to the altar of God, the God of my joy. My Redeemer, I will thank you on the harp, O God, my God.
Like a deer that longs for running streams, my soul longs for you, my God.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Like a deer that longs for running streams, my soul longs for you, my God.
Let us pray. O God of unchanging power and eternal light, look with favor on the wondrous mystery of the whole church, and serenely accomplish the work of human salvation, which you planned from all eternity. May the whole world know and see that what was cast down is raised up, what had become old is made new, and all things are restored to integrity through Christ, just as by him they came into being, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The third reading from the letter of the Apostle Paul to the Romans. Are you not aware that we who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Through baptism into his death, we were buried with him, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might live a new life. If we have been united with him through likeness to his death, so shall we be through a like resurrection. This we know, of our old self was crucified with him, so that the sinful body might be destroyed and we might be slaves to sin no longer. A man who is dead has been freed from sin. If we have died with Christ, we believe that we also are to live with him. We know that Christ, once raised from the dead, will never die again. Death has no more power over him. His death was death to sin once for all. His life is life for God. In the same way, you must consider yourselves dead to sin, but alive for God in Christ Jesus.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia,
alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love endures forever. Let the sons of Israel say, his love endures forever.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord's right hand has triumphed, his right hand raised me. I shall not die, I shall live and recount his deeds.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The stone which the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is the work of the Lord, a marvel in our eyes.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The fourth reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene came with the other Mary to inspect the tomb. Suddenly there was a mighty earthquake as the angel of the Lord descended from heaven. He came to the stone, rolled it back, and sat on it. In appearance he resembled a flash of lightning, while his garments were as dazzling as snow. The guards grew paralyzed with fear of him and fell down like dead men. Then the angel spoke, addressing the women. Do not be frightened. I know you are looking for Jesus the crucified, but he is not here. He has been raised exactly as he promised. Come and see the place where he was laid, then go quickly and tell his disciples. He has been raised from the dead and now goes ahead of you to Galilee, where you will see him. That is the message I have for you. They hurried away from the tomb, half overjoyed, half fearful, and ran to carry the good news to his disciples. Suddenly, without warning, Jesus stood before them and said, Peace. The women came up and embraced his feet and did him homage. And at this, Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and carry the news to my brothers that they are to go to Galilee, where they will see me." This is the word of the Lord.
You are God, we praise you. You are the Lord, we acclaim you. You are the eternal Father, all creation worships you.
To you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim, sing in endless praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory.
The glorious company of apostles praise you. The noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white-robed army of martyrs praise you.
Throughout the world, the holy church acclaims you. Father of majesty unbounded, your true and only Son, worthy of all worship, and the Holy Spirit, advocate and guide.
You, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father.
When you became man to set us free, you did not spurn the virgin's womb.
You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers.
You are seated at God's right hand in glory. We believe that you will come and be our judge.
Come then, Lord, and help your people, bought with the price of your own blood,
and bring us with your saints to glory everlasting.
Save your people, Lord, and bless your inheritance.
Govern and uphold them now and always.
Day by day we bless you.
We praise your name forever.
Keep us today, Lord, from all sin.
Have mercy on us, Lord, have mercy.
Lord, show us your love and mercy.
For we place our trust in you.
In you, Lord, is our hope.
And we shall never hope in vain.
Let us pray. O God, who on this day, through your only begotten Son, have conquered death and unlocked for us the path to eternity, grant, we pray, that we who keep the solemnity of the Lord's resurrection may, through the renewal brought by your Spirit, rise up in the light of life. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
25 minutes before the hour on Easter Sunday, it's daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. I'm Paul Sadek. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, Simon Peter, John, and Mary Magdalene encounter the empty tomb. It's from the 20th chapter of the Gospel of John.
Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early while it was still dark and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved.
They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him.
Peter then came out with the other disciple, and they went toward the tomb. They both ran. But the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. And stooping to look in, he saw the linen cloths lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen cloths lying, and the napkin, which had been on his head, not lying with the linen cloths, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet, they did not know the scripture, that he must rise from the dead.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. Daily and Sunday Mass readings are on the Relevant Radio app. We continue praying on this Easter Sunday as we're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
Lord, open my lips.
And my mouth will proclaim your praise.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
The Lord is risen.
Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving and sing joyful songs to the Lord.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are his people, the flock he shepherds.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Crown him with many crowns, the Lamb upon his throne. Hark how the heavenly anthem drowns all music but its own. Awake, my soul, and sing of him who died for thee, and him as thy matchless king through all eternity. Crown him the Lord of love. Behold his hands and side, those wounds yet visible above in beauty glorified. No angel in the sky can fully bear that sight, but downward bends his burning eye at mystery so bright. Crown him the Lord of heaven, enthroned in worlds above. Crown him the King to whom is given the wondrous name of love. Crown him with many crowns, as thrones before him fall. Crown him, ye kings, with many crowns, for he is King of all.
The splendor of Christ, risen from the dead, has shone on the people redeemed by his blood. Alleluia.
The splendor of Christ, risen from the dead, has shone on the people redeemed by his blood. Alleluia.
O God, you are my God, for you I long. For you my soul is thirsting, my body pines for you like a dry, weary land without water. So I gaze on you in the sanctuary to see your strength and your glory.
The splendor of Christ, risen from the dead, has shone on the people redeemed by his blood. Alleluia.
For your love is better than life, my lips will speak your praise. So I will bless you all my life. In your name I will lift up my hands. My soul shall be filled as with a banquet. My mouth shall praise you with joy.
The splendor of Christ, risen from the dead, has shone on the people redeemed by his blood. Alleluia.
On my bed I remember you. On you I muse through the night, for you have been my help. In the shadow of your wings I rejoice. My soul clings to you. Your right hand holds me fast.
The splendor of Christ, risen from the dead, has shone on the people redeemed by his blood. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Father, Creator of unfailing light, give that same light to those who call to you. May our lips praise you, our lives proclaim your goodness, our work give you honor, and our voices celebrate you forever.
The splendor of Christ, risen from the dead, has shone on the people redeemed by his blood. Alleluia.
Our Redeemer has risen from the tomb. Let us sing a hymn of praise to the Lord our God. Alleluia.
Our Redeemer has risen from the tomb. Let us sing a hymn of praise to the Lord our God. Alleluia.
Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Angels of the Lord, bless the Lord. You heavens, bless the Lord. All you waters above the heavens, bless the Lord. All you hosts of the Lord, bless the Lord. Sun and moon, bless the Lord. Stars of heaven, bless the Lord.
Our Redeemer has risen from the tomb. Let us sing a hymn of praise to the Lord our God. Alleluia.
Every shower and dew, bless the Lord. All you winds, bless the Lord. Fire and heat, bless the Lord. Cold and chill, bless the Lord. Dew and rain, bless the Lord. Frost and chill, bless the Lord. Ice and snow, bless the Lord. Nights and days, bless the Lord. Light and darkness, bless the Lord. Lightnings and clouds, bless the Lord.
Our Redeemer has risen from the tomb. Let us sing a hymn of praise to the Lord our God. Alleluia.
Let the earth bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Mountains and hills, bless the Lord. Everything growing from the earth, bless the Lord. You springs, bless the Lord. Seas and rivers, bless the Lord. You dolphins and all water creatures, bless the Lord. All you birds of the air, bless the Lord. All you beasts, wild and tame, bless the Lord. You sons of men, bless the Lord.
Our Redeemer has risen from the tomb. Let us sing a hymn of praise to the Lord our God. Alleluia.
O Israel, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Priest of the Lord, bless the Lord. Servants of the Lord, bless the Lord. Spirits and souls of the just, bless the Lord. Holy men of humble heart, bless the Lord. Hananiah, Azariah, Mishael, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever.
Our Redeemer has risen from the tomb. Let us sing a hymn of praise to the Lord our God. Alleluia.
Let us bless the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Let us praise and exalt him above all forever. Blessed are you, Lord, in the firmament of heaven. Praiseworthy and glorious and exalted above all forever.
Our Redeemer has risen from the tomb. Let us sing a hymn of praise to the Lord our God. Alleluia.
Alleluia. The Lord is risen as he promised. Alleluia.
Alleluia. The Lord is risen as he promised. Alleluia.
Sing a new song to the Lord, his praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel rejoice in its maker. Let Zion's sons exult in their king. Let them praise his name with dancing and make music with timbrel and harp.
Alleluia! The Lord is risen as he promised. Alleluia!
For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the poor with salvation. Let the faithful rejoice in their glory. Shout for joy and take their rest. Let the praise of God be on their lips, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to deal out vengeance to the nations and punishment on all the peoples, to bind their kings in chains and their nobles in fetters of iron, to carry out the sentence preordained. This honor is for all his faithful.
Alleluia! The Lord is risen as he promised. Alleluia!
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let Israel rejoice in you, Lord, and acknowledge you as Creator and Redeemer. We put our trust in your faithfulness and proclaim the wonderful truths of salvation. May your loving kindness embrace us now and forever.
Alleluia! The Lord is risen as he promised. Alleluia!
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. God raised up Jesus on the third day and granted that he may be seen, not by all, but only by such witnesses as he had been chosen beforehand by God, by us who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commissioned us to preach to the people and to bear witness that he is the one set apart by God as judge of the living and the dead. To him all the prophets testify, saying that everyone who believes in him has forgiveness of sins through his name. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Alleluia.
Very early on the morning after the Sabbath, when the sun had just risen, they came to the tomb. Alleluia.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Very early on the morning after the Sabbath, when the sun had just risen, they came to the tomb. Alleluia.
Christ is the Lord of life, raised up by the Father. In his turn, he will raise us up by his power. Let us pray to him, saying, Christ our life, save us. Lord Jesus, light shining in the darkness, you lead your people into life and give our mortal nature the gift of holiness. May we spend this day in praise of your glory. Christ, our life, save us. Lord, you walk the way of suffering and crucifixion. May we suffer and die with you and rise again to share your glory. Christ, our life, save us. Son of the Father, our master and our brother, you have made us a kingdom of priests for our God. May we offer you our joyful sacrifice of praise. Christ our life, save us. King of glory, we look forward to the great day of your coming in splendor, that we may see you face to face and be transformed in your likeness. Christ our life, save us.
Now let us pray as Christ the Lord has taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, who on this day, through your only begotten Son, have conquered death and unlocked for us the path to eternity, grant, we pray, that we who keep the solemnity of the Lord's resurrection may, through the renewal brought by your Spirit, rise up in the light of life. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
The Sunday edition of Morning Air is coming right up. I'm Paul Sadek. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the Relevant Radio app. Go out and make this a great day and live in the light of the Lord. Christ is risen. Alleluia, alleluia.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 Minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.